Summer has officially come to an end. While the long hot days are wrapping up, there's still a lot of summer to fall produce to get through. One of the staples that can be a little baffling for home cooks is the eggplant. Purple, sometimes white. Confusing texture as foods go, and a flavor that's a little hard to describe. Eggplant, when cooked bad, is a strange vegetable to encounter. When it's cooked well, it can be a real treat. On this week's edition of Food Friday, our guest has been tackling eggplant dishes. She's got some recipes to share. Deb Perlman is creator of the popular Smitten Kitchen blog. Her most recent cookbook is called Smitten Kitchen Every Day, Triumphant and Unfussy New Favorites. Deb, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on again.
Now, are you an eggplant fan, Deb, or from way back, or a recent convert?
I'm more of a recent convert,
yeah,
actually.
Me too.
We didn't eat it that much growing up.
Nope.
I think either my dad or my mom wasn't terribly into it, or they hadn't been raised with it. And it's crazy to me because it's a staple of cuisine in so many parts of the world. And now I get it.
And it's very possible I've learned the hard way to cook eggplant wrong, right? Like, I've cooked bad eggplant in my life, I will admit.
I feel like the worst eggplant is the undercooked eggplant.
Yeah.
Like, the worst thing you want to feel, it's not one of these vegetables that's good al dente. I mean, maybe some chef is pulling it off, but it's definitely not me. So I feel like you need to let it cook. It has to be fully cooked.
Now, you've got some great recipes for us, but I want to just get into some basic techniques. What are some of the basic ways we can make good eggplant?
The easiest way is to let the eggplant be what it wants to be, which is a very soft vegetable. I think it's sort of nice not to fight it. I mean, you can roast it and you can grill it and you can fry it. You can do all sorts of things to get it sort of crispy, but it's usually kind of short-lived. You're kind of fighting a little bit. So I feel like when you have things like baba ganoush or a sauce made out of eggplant or a dip, you're kind of just letting the eggplant do what it's eventually going to do anyway. And then the opposite of that is like to bread it and fry it, as you might with like an eggplant parmesan. And that definitely stays crisp, but it's also quite a bit of work.
And I've learned to accept the mushiness, as you're encouraging us to do. Like, I will oven roast it. Actually, the thing I've been doing lately, I cut like about a half inch circles of eggplant, toss it in oil, vinegar, and spices, give it a good long bake. And it gets kind of mushy. And I don't try to make it crispy. I might get a little bit of caramelization on it. And once you're ready for that texture, it could come out pretty good.
I feel like that's definitely the case. And I also feel like if you really want something I love to do with baba ganoush or muda bal, we need to get into both. But the one where you smoke and char the eggplant and you mix it with tahini and garlic and it's so good. But, you know, it's not a crispy thing. Obviously, it's not something for texture. But if you want something with texture in it, you can top it with crunchy things. You can top it with pita chips or some diced up cucumber that you've lightly pickled. You could add some nuts to it. So there's so many things you can do to add texture without trying to make the eggplant something that it is not.
Let eggplant be eggplant.
Exactly.
Let's get into that dip a little more. Now, you've shared a handful of recipes with us. We have them at WPR.org/Food Friday, this smoky eggplant dip. This is kind of like a Middle Eastern theme of flavors and textures going on here.
Yeah, so it's basically what we mostly call baba ganoush, but I had my mind blown when I did this recipe a few years ago to learn that baba ganoush is just generally what we mostly call it, but it's actually, and I might be pronouncing it wrong, so I'm cringing over here in my studio, but muda bal. And what I learned is that baba ganoush traditionally has onion and tomatoes and no tahini in it. And what we think of as baba ganoush is actually muda bal. Anyway, the fact is that even in Syrian and Levantine and Egyptian restaurants, you often see muda bal called baba ganoush, mostly because that's what everybody calls it anyway. So we don't need to split hairs over that. I'm going to call it baba ganoush. And I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. I love it with a lot of tahini and garlic, and I like to use it. It's just such a fun thing to do with eggplant. And I always thought that if you didn't have like hot coals to smoke your eggplant over, it was never going to taste okay. And I was pretty happy to learn that I could char an eggplant over a gas flame in my oven or under the broiler and then roast it the rest of the way. It's not going to be as exciting of a flavor as you would get over charcoals or whatever. But if you don't have that in your, say, small New York City apartment kitchen, it was nice to be able to achieve that flavor. And then from there, I love putting things on top of it to kind of make it more of a full meal. Like I mentioned, diced cucumbers or making pita chips, or maybe you crisp up some chickpeas or you add some diced tomatoes. But to try to like make it almost a fixings type thing.
And then what do you have handy? So you've got pitas. You could put it on, I don't know, falafel or chicken things. Like, this dip is going to be pretty flexible whether or not you put crunchy stuff on top of it.
Exactly. I just mean if you miss the crunch or you like the contrast, mm-hmm. which I think makes food delicious, there's a lot of ways you can play with it. But I think just a bowl of baba ganoush and a lot of pita wedges is always going to be a popular thing at the end of the summer.
Well, now, a lot of times you'll say to somebody eggplant and they'll finish your sentence, Parmesan. And you write on your blog, you're not necessarily a fan because you're trying to make it crispy and then making it mushy again by Parmesaning it. But you found a stuffed eggplant Parmesan that you do like.
I did. And I saw it on Pinterest and I saw it on this recipe website called The Kitchen. And I loved this idea because when you make eggplant Parmesan, and I've done it. I mean, I've done it from scratch, and you slice the eggplant, and maybe you salt it, maybe you don't, and you roll it in flour, and then you dip it in egg, and you roll it in breadcrumbs, and then you fry it, then you drain it, you salt it, then you make sauce, and you layer it in a casserole with all this cheese, and then you bake it. Wait, we're not done yet. It's so many steps, and I think I was ungluing my, like, feet from the floor in the kitchen. I'd made such a mess for, like, 2 days. Maybe I should learn to clean up better. And then I saw this recipe where you basically just – it's like a stuffed vegetable. You scoop out the eggplant. You chop up the filling. And you add some onion and garlic and flavors. And I ended up adding some crumbled sausage to it because I wanted to make it a little more protein-centric. And then you cook it in some sauce. And you finish it with cheese and a little bit of breadcrumbs. So you get the crunch, but you also have this dish that you could actually make on a weekday night without a lot of steps.
Talking to Deb Perlman right now from Smitten Kitchen, cooking with eggplant on this week's edition of Food Friday. Find that recipe for a stuffed eggplant Parmesan and others at WPR.org/Food Friday. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite eggplant dish? Are you intimidated by cooking with eggplant? Do you have questions? Have you had success? What do you want to share with us? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. Smitten Kitchen's Deb Perlman is with us, helping us cook with eggplant. Let's go to our callers at 800-642-1234. Don is with us in Iron River. Don, hi.
Hello.
What do you got for us, Don?
I grew up in an Italian family, and I had no idea what I was eating until I looked in a cookbook about 30 years ago. Sicilian caponata.
Mmm.
And what is that, Don?
It's so good.
Well, it's with eggplant, and it's with zucchini and onion and peppers and vinegar and sugar and tomato and basil.
All right, Don, thanks for that call. And Deb, sounds like you know what this is more than I do.
I love it. It's almost like, and I feel like this word's going to go over weird, but it's almost like a sweet sour eggplant jam. It's more savory than sweet, but it has like a real hit of vinegar in it. And it's so, I do have a recipe for it on my internet website, Smitten Kitchen. I'm like, have I promoted it enough? Sorry. So I have a recipe for it and I love making it. It's such a nice late summer thing. And I actually love putting it on a sandwich with a slice of mozzarella. That's kind of like my happy place.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen that. They sell it in jars sometimes, like at an Italian deli or something.
Absolutely. But like sometimes they can go a little mild on it, and I feel like you really want it to be a little bit vinegary. Like it should be a little bit shocking.
Nice. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Don. Let's go to Fulvio in Milwaukee. Fulvio, hi.
Hi. I'm right here. Good evening.
Hi. What did you want to tell us about? Yep. Go for it, Fulvio. What did you want to tell us about?
Okay, eggplant. You know, eggplant is such a weird vegetable. Either love it or hate it. But, you know, if you treat it well and if you do it well, it can be a very pleasant thing. And there is a dish in Italy, it's called Norma, Pasta alla Norma, which mostly is indicated with penne pasta. And you can cut the eggplant in like finger size.
Uh-huh.
And use a lot of garlic, saute the garlic, and then you cook the eggplants, and then you put diced tomatoes in it.
Ooh.
And, you know, the tomatoes, they bring out that juice. And then you can serve it with the penne.
That sounds great, Fulvio. Thank you so much for sharing that. Another Italian recipe there, Deb.
I love pasta alla Norma. It's like a, you know, I'm probably going to say it wrong, but it's like a nice garlicky tomato sauce with either chunks of roasted or more often fried eggplant in it. But the eggplant is allowed to be itself, which is to say that it's a little bit softened, but it still preserves its shape. And it's a very hearty pasta, and I really enjoy it.
Fulvio, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. Let's take one more caller before we go to maybe another recipe or two. Wanda is with us in Orfordville. Wanda, hi.
Hi. I really don't use eggplant because I do from my garden, and the eggplants usually produce 2 eggs at best, so the yield for the space is not great. However, tomatoes yield a ton of tomatoes that can't ripen when the frost comes along in Wisconsin. Green tomatoes work just like eggplant.
Okay, interesting. Oh, Wanda, thanks for that call. Now, I don't know if there's a huge market, Deb, for people who are like, they want eggplant so bad right now and they can't find it and they need a substitute. But if they're in a position like Wanda in their garden, maybe they do.
It's so interesting because we have a little patio and I try to grow tomatoes, and it's too hot in New York in the mm-hmm. summer. It's almost too hot. My little tomatoes kind of I know other people do it successfully, so no doubt it's my skill and not like tomatoes in the weather. But it's so interesting when I hear from people in other parts of the country where it just never gets hot enough for the tomatoes.
Thank you so much, Wanda. Good luck growing eggplants next year. Let's check out another one of the recipes you shared with us. Speaking of pasta, we heard some pasta a minute ago. Rigatoni with eggplant puree. Now, this is using eggplant as a sauce kind of formation here.
This is such a great, like, you should make this for dinner tonight recipe.
Oh, that good. Okay.
So it uses the ingredients that you have in this pasta alla norma, but you basically roast everything together, like the tomatoes, the eggplant, and the garlic, and with nice seasoning, and then you actually blend it into a sauce for the pasta. So it's a smooth sauce, and it sounds a little odd, but it's so good. I feel like it's such a sleeper hit of a recipe, because obviously the pasta sauce is going to be like a little purpley. So it has an interesting color, but you know, you throw some basil on there and like some nice white cheese on top. And it's a really nice, cozy, hearty dish. And it's probably even easier to make than pasta alla norma, where you normally have to fry the eggplant slices.
Is this the one where I wrote on your blog that you read the first time you made it, you thought you overblended it and said, hey, now let's just pulse this a few times?
Yeah, I might not. I probably shouldn't have used like a grocery store eggplant in January. I mean, shockingly, it was not the best specimen. Because I went back a few years later. A friend told me, she told me that it's one of the recipes she makes the most often from the site. I'm like, that one? Really? So I went back and I made it again. And I was like, this is amazing. What was my problem? It doesn't need. Yeah, no, it's absolutely great. And especially with seasonal eggplant, which is perfect right now.
All right, we'll set the eggplant aside. What's the next ingredient you're looking forward to cook with this time of year, Deb?
Well, I just made an apple cake today, so
nice.
I guess we're kind of getting into that, but I sort of tiptoe towards it. It's going to be only apples for a very long time, so they're fun at first, but like at some point in January, you're like, huh, cool, apples again, eh?
Yeah, well, I've made my first apple crisp, and yesterday I made a apple bread pudding during the first half of the Packer game. The pudding came out better than the game.
Really good. So do you do – okay, so your apple crisp, are you a crisp with oats and nuts type person, or are you going like more crumbly?
Oats, yes, no nuts.
Okay. That sounds delicious.
I liked it.
Oh, I haven't made that in way too long.
Well, let's talk apples sometime, Deb. We're all out of time, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
That's a lot of fun. That's Deb Perlman of Smitten Kitchen. You can check out her blog of that name. She's been at it for over a decade now. Her most recent cookbook is Smitten Kitchen Every Day, Triumphant and Unfussy New Favorites. She joined us on Food Friday to talk about cooking with eggplant. Find a few of her recipes at WPR.org/FoodFriday.